beautiful people. I have a new episode for you. This is a short one and far less intense than the last couple of episodes. So I figured we could all use a break. Since this is short, we'll do the ad break right now just to get that out of the way. And yep, so I'll catch you in a little bit. Okay, so this is Operation Sea Spray. My sources are the SmithsonianMag.com, DiscoverMagazine.com, and SFGate.com. We're going to talk about a bacteria, and it is called Serratia marcescens, or it's marcescens. I'm not entirely sure which, but we're going to go with Serratia marcescens because that is easier for me to say. It lives in soil and water and produces a bright red pigment. As of 1950, it was thought to be harmless. Now, September 26, 1950, the U.S. Navy initiates Operation Sea Spray. So they had a crew of a minesweeper ship spray massive amounts of the bacteria in the air for 6 days along 2 miles of the Northern California coast, which is basically San Francisco. The goal was to infect the city. The military wanted to find out how easy it would be to use bioweapon attacks against cities like San Francisco. Afterwards, they took air samples at 43 sites to track the spread. Not only did they infect San Francisco, the bacteria was also found in Albany, Berkeley, Daly City, Colma, Oakland, San Leandro, and Sausalito. Now, as far as the Navy is concerned, their experiment was successful, and they can now figure out countermeasures should there ever be a bioterrorist attack. 1 week later, and things have gone bad. 11 people have checked into the Stanford University Hospital in San Francisco with raging urinary tract infections. I don't know if any of you have had a urinary tract infection, but I have, and it is not fun. It's not fun at all. Anyway, and this infection was resistant to the antibiotics they had at the time because, like, no one had had a Serratia marcescens infection before. And that bacteria wasn't even found in the area. So the doctors did a full investigation to figure out where this had even come from. And they didn't find it. Oh no, who would have thought? And because this was such a weird anomaly, the doctors even wrote it up in a medical journal. Of course, the Navy didn't say anything about them being the ones to introduce the, quote, scarlet letter bug to the ecosystem. I just really liked that term for it. Which is weird, because I don't like the book, The Scarlet Letter. But I thought it was a fun name for bacteria. Ultimately, one man died. Edward Navin, age 75, was recovering from a prostate operation, and the bacteria infection had gotten into his heart. And it is believed the Serratia marcescens infections that have happened since the 1950s are a result of Operation Sea Spray, since they introduced a new bacteria into this ecosystem, basically. So all of a sudden it's there and it doesn't have any the area doesn't have any ways to fight off this bacteria because it's not supposed to be there in the first place. So now it's just kind of raging everywhere, which happens a lot when you introduce foreign animals to an area. So that's a big thing. That's a big thing. I don't know if I'll ever talk about that, but it's interesting. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Where was I? There we go. And it took 26 years for anyone to find out what had actually happened. So not only did the Navy not inform anyone in San Francisco what they were about to do, they didn't even say anything after the doctors went, oh no, where did this hella red bacteria come from? It took someone else 26 years later to figure it out when a bunch of other military secrets came out. It's not a good look, yo. The military actually did a few more of these types of experiments in other parts of the country, but in 1969, President Nixon gave an order to end germ warfare research and to stop stockpiling biological agents. So, yeah. I mean, it's nice that they figured out where some spots are that can actually get attacked, but they should have, you know, instead of bacteria, used something else. Something that is known, absolutely known to not cause issue would have been a much better use. Because certainly no one consented to breathing in this bacteria. No one even knew it was happening. San Francisco didn't even know it was happening. They did it all sneaky-like. All right. If anyone has, like, any requests, that'd be cool. I was thinking about it. I might actually just do a, like, what is bioethics? Which is bad news bears, yo. It's kind of similar to my eugenics episode. Because I realized I'm like, this is a bioethics podcast, and I've never actually explained what bioethics is. So I might do that one next time. But yeah, we'll figure it out. If you have any suggestions, requests, that kind of thing, just hit me up, Twitter, Gmail, and I'm Ren Shepherd, and this is why we can't have nice things. Catch you later, everyone.